T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Congratulations to Mark from Wichita. He's going to go see Kansas May the 20th at the Wave. I want to remind you that coming up, just around the corner, if you like all things outdoor living and landscaping, we've got the show for you, OLLS, as we like to call it, Friday, March 6th through Sunday, the March 8th. It's at Century 2 Expo Hall and Convention Hall. Mowers, tractors, lawn equipment, garden art, greenhouse, nursery, hot tubs and pools, anything that has to do with outdoor living and landscaping, we got it for you. So make plans to attend March 6th through the 8th, and you could park at Gander Mountain Parking Garage and then ride the shuttle over to the Century 2. So keep that in mind, early March 6th through the 8th over at Century 2 Expo Hall and Convention Hall. Is it possible, Jacob, Shane and Jacob with you here on KFH Sports Daily here on a Tuesday, is it possible that Dusty Baker is a sympathetic figure and maybe the only one in the Astros organization, or because he knew what he was getting into and the fact that he was around Barry Bonds, this maybe ought to be old hat for him because he's used to being around villains?
Yeah, I think that probably has something to do with it. My opinion of Dusty Baker doesn't change. He wasn't a part of the cheating.
Okay, but do you feel sorry for what he's about to embark upon in this next 162 games?
No, because he knows exactly what he was doing when he took the job. He knows what this is going to be. He's a lifelong baseball guy.
He couldn't have known that there would have been this big of a bleep storm, could he have? Because it's gotten worse.
I think so. I think he could have known. I mean, what was going to change? Like, what was really going to happen that would have changed any of this? We knew the players weren't going to get punished, and
these half-assed apologies. That's what.
I don't think that's what's really bothering people. I think it's that the players didn't get punished. That's what's bothering the other players, and we're getting more fired up every time we hear from the other players. So I don't think the other players are mad because it was a half-assed apology. I think that they're mad because the players got off scot-free in this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you saw Nick Markakis's, but that was his. I think he used that term, and then he said they should all get beat up or something.
They need to take a beating, is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where I think the issue comes, and Baker knew those guys weren't going to get punished, and Baker knows, look, he knows what this is going to be. I don't know. His job is to get his players back and try and protect them, just like any big league manager's job, which is why he's coming out and trying to, lobby for, trying to protect the dudes from getting hit and all that kind of stuff. Stuff that he's not going to be able to control. Stuff that Rob Manfred's not going to be able to control. Rob Manfred can put stuff out there all he wants. Dudes are going to drill them. They're going to slide hard. They're going to play. It's going to be a rough year if you're an Astros player. And I think that's probably where, it'll start to fizzle after about this season. If they're not very, people, it's going to be, because the thing is, every time you go on the road, everybody's going to want to take their shot. So you've got everybody in the stands ready to take their shot. Attendance on those games will probably be higher so people can get a shot at taking a shot, right? And then you've got to deal with the players who are going to try and police this because they feel like Manfred didn't do anything to police it. At what point does the players' union need to step in and say, here's the deal? 95% of the players want these guys punished. We got to step in and say, hey, Manfred, you got to give us a path here. We want these guys punished. As a players' union, something has to be done. They need to be fined. Money needs to come out of their pocket. They need to lose X percentage of what they made that year, whatever it is. Not that you could go back and do that, but
Well, I mean,
they're never going to be satisfied with no punishment for the players, which is ridiculous.
The players' union represents all players, not just the Astros players. So to your point, yeah, people are mad as hell. Justin Turner, Nick Markakis, Cody Bellinger, all kinds of people. Just if you get Mike Trout to say something bad about you, things are pretty dire. Things are pretty bad. Dusty Baker commented to Chandler Rome, who's a good follow, by the way, if for no other reason than the train wreck effect. Chandler Rome is the beat reporter for the Houston Chronicle, and he reported on Twitter just about a half an hour ago that Dusty Baker was quoted as saying, "I didn't know where I was going. Out in the middle of nowhere, all of a sudden paradise pops up." The annual team dinner at the Floridian last night in the midst of all this bleep storm. But he also commented on Nick Markakis' comments and others where he said, "That's cool. I ain't commenting on everybody's comments. Go ahead. You want to beat on us? Go ahead." Unquote. That was Dusty about what
he also said. I didn't think Markakis talked too much. He must have had his
80s Wheaties. I know. So.
But I'll bring this up again. I think it was Tim Brown of Yahoo that was basically like, the Astros just need to own this and wear it and be the bad guy and embrace it. And we know Dusty Baker can do that,
yes.
Right? Dusty Baker could totally do that. And there's probably something to that. So what else are you going to do? You're not going to get any sympathy. So just embrace it, I think, right? I mean, it's not going to change anything, but it will at least embolden probably within the clubhouse and your fans. Because, we're fans. We're all crazy fans. Like, we'll turn a blind eye. Astros fans will turn a blind eye to most of us.
They'll make excuses because it's their team. And then I got no problem with that. If you're an Astros fan and you want to tell us all to just get over it and move on, I would expect that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
869-1240 if you got thoughts. Tom, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Go right ahead. Sun.
Well, I think they ought to do it just like in Bull Durham for a year. Have the catcher tell every one of the batters what pitch Houston's going to throw for a year and see how they like it.
Go a little Crash Davis on them?
There you go.
Yeah. You know, the first time that a pitcher, you asked this last hour, I think, or brought it up. The first time a pitcher, and maybe here is at the crux of the irritation of all the rest of the players, not including the Astros. The first time a pitcher throws at a hitter from the Astros and it's deemed to be intentional and the umpire kicks him out and Rob Manfred suspends him, that will be worse than any punishment, suspension-wise, that any of the Astros position players ever got.
Yep.
And that won't that be rich? If and when it happens, and I'm assuming it will, but if you go, not even headhunting, I feel like every game between the Astros and anybody else, the home plate umpire is going to issue a warning for both clubs before the game starts. I don't know if it'll really happen that way, but
they don't care.
Sure they do. Rob Manfred has said...
No. I'm saying they don't care enough to not do it. They're going to do it.
What are you talking about, the pitchers
whether
now?
Whether Rob Manfred's,
Manfred's
going to suspend him or not.
But the richness of a suspension of a pitcher being more than any Astros player got punishment-wise for cheating their asses off for 3 years, I think that's super rich.
It is. But the thing that Manfred, and what else is he going to do? He laid out that they'd have immunity, and then he followed up. Now he'll lay out the punishments for hitting them, and he'll have to follow up. I mean, look, Rob Manfred didn't cheat, right? Like, he's become this villain here, and the villain should be the Astros. Manfred, whether he mishandled it or not,
although he called the World Series trophy a piece of metal.
Yeah,
so that wasn't exactly
that. I don't know what that was. He's not handling things well by any means, and I don't want to give him a pass on that, but I also want to make it clear that he wasn't stealing signs. He's not the cheater here.
He's not the ultimate bad guy.
Don't miss aim your anger as a baseball fan. this all needs to be directed at the Astros. They're the cheaters. They're the people who did it. They're the people who aren't apologetic. They deserve our baseball hatred. Rob Manfred mishandling it. Yeah, I mean, and I think he is too.
Yeah.
But I don't want to misaim our anger or pick a new villain here. The villain is every player on that team that was a part of it.
On the other hand, maybe it's not even on the other hand, Rob Manfred was the guy that pushed through all these rule changes that plenty of people aren't pleased with either. So this is on the heels of pitchers got to face three batters, you know, among all those other rules that seemingly have been put in place for the business side of the game instead of actual.
Whether that's fair or not, I'm not totally opposed to that rule.
Some are, though.
Tony La Russa's style of managing is nauseating to me. But whatever, that's just an enjoyment. That's a selfish pleasure, like the way I like to watch the game.
The
pace of play thing is dumb. If you want the pace of play to change, you can't make guys not strike out and walk. That's why the games are seemingly not as exciting, because there's not as many balls in play, period. It has nothing to do with anything else to me.
Dusty Baker.
But anyway, that's a sidebar.
Speaking of Rob Manfred, Dusty Baker has publicly pled with Manfred and MLB to protect the Astros hitters from intentionally being beaned this year. As recently as Saturday, he said, quote, "I'm depending on the league to try to put a stop to the seemingly premeditated retaliation that I'm hearing about. And in most instances in life, you get kind of reprimanded when you have premeditated anything. I'm just hoping that the league puts a stop to this before somebody gets hurt," unquote. Fair. I understand. He's just throwing out a preemptive, not even preemptive, it's reactionary to the ticked offedness by all the rest of the players when none of the Astros got punished. And Rob Manfred said Sunday, that independent of the Houston situation, he has been planning to increase the disciplinary ramifications for intentionally throwing at batters and will meet with managers this week to address the issue. That's according to...
He can meet with all the managers he wants. They're going to drill those dudes. I mean, it's going to happen.
I get it. But don't be surprised if he drops the hammer on these pitches.
He will, because he has to. Like, he doesn't... He's in such a... And whatever, he makes $1 billion a year. But,
right.
You know, like, he's in a bad spot. Like, what's he going to do? Just let it happen? He has to punish him. I mean, you can't have him just throw at guys every time. But... for a little while, players are going to need to feel like they're getting their own form of justice
here. Yeah, pound of flesh.
And that will consist of brawls, dirty slides, whatever it's going to be. It's going to be there, and there's nothing anybody's going to do to stop it. You can punish it, which you kind of have to, but you're not going to stop it unless you come up with some egregious punishment, and then you've got a whole nother can of worms. And if you're Rob Manfred, do you really have sympathy for the Astros? Like, you know, like,
right.
Sorry.
It's their fault.
Like, what's the meeting like behind closed doors? Sorry, Dusty, I let these dudes off the hook. They're going to have to eat it.
You jackasses are the reason why we're here in the first place. William Hill Sportsbook set the over-under on number of Astros batters to get hit this season. It's at 83.5, and the director of trading for said sports books, Nick Bogdanovich, according to an ESPN article, said he and his staff looked at how many times the Astros were hit by pitches over the last three seasons and the league high from last year. And so that's how they arrived at 83.5, I guess, and maybe you just jack it up an arbitrary number because everybody hates the Astros now. But in 2008, so 12 years ago, the Indians were hit 103 times. That's the most in the modern era. That same sports book has the odds of the Astros getting hit between 101 and 110 times, which would approach the modern era record. The odds are 9-2.
I think there's such a good, yes, there's a good chance.
The Astros getting hit more than 150 times, if you want to plunk down some coin, you'd have 200-1 odds. But that would be almost one Astro getting plunked a game. So there you go. That's what we're looking at this year as people continue to be chapped about the Astros and the spring training, the stuff on the field continues to take a back seat because of Rob Manfred, Dusty Baker, the Astros, and a combination thereof. All right, coming up next, we've got the staple, OTD. Probably won't approach the birthdays of Michael Jordan and Jim Brown, but we'll try. And we'll let you know what happened on this day in sports history. Daytona 500s were held on this day in sports history. We'll let you know the good, the bad, and the ugly of that. And maybe squeeze in a little game with Jacob and I, the 14 most exciting athletes in the world, according to an NFL.com writer. All that is straight ahead on a Tuesday edition of Sports Daily with Shane and Jacob sitting in for Bruce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.